what have been done without, what have I given up? And remember, the more faithful we are to our vocation, the more generous people will be in providing us with our needs. But sisters, they better be our needs and not our wants. Am I making sense? Question. Do we need everything we want? Do we want everything we need? Now, sisters, I'm not playing with words. And the more we've had before we entered religious life, the harder it can be to become detached. And I repeat, all the vow poverty will give us, that's all, is the grace to live the first beatitude. But we must cooperate with that grace. This is so true that with St. Augustine we can say that heaven is where he is. Over the years, I have memorized many statements of the saints. I'm not exaggerating. In my years of study, I collected over 5,000 quotations from the saints. Here's one from St. Augustine. Heaven is where the experience of God's presence is enjoyed. Heaven is where the experience of God's presence is enjoyed. Are we to have a foretaste? Are we to have a foretaste of heaven here on earth? Yes. If we don't have it, sisters, we don't have this foretaste, we will not even want to go to heaven. And the key is we ought to experience this joy now and we'll experience it in the measure that we give up our own will. The longer we have this retreat, the harder will be to remember what I've said from the first day. I did tell you, didn't I? Quoting by my novice master, and told I was an intellectual bully. Sisters, this poverty of spirit is not only being poor in spirit by being detached from will, material things. We are to be detached here also from spiritual things. Father, what are you talking about? We are to be detached from, well, acquiring knowledge. One reason why people, the United States, I think I've told you, over 5 million Americans in colleges, universities every year. More and more knowledge, more and more knowledge about everything from A science to zygotes. Are we to be detached from knowledge? Yes. Please don't say it. Are we to be detached from, say, spending time in prayer? But prayer is wonderful. I mean every syllable of the next sentence. My greatest joy on earth is the time I spend before our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Well, there's work to do. In other words, this poverty of spirit means detachment from everything in this world to conform our wills uniquely to the will of God. To want what God wants, and what God wants, hear it, and don't forget, what God wants is what we need. Am I clear? That's what we need, what God wants. Beatitude number two. Blessed the meek. Who can finish the Beatitude? Or blessed are the gentle. Who can finish it? For they shall. They shall. They shall what? They shall what? She possess the earth. They shall possess the earth. You might say, thanks, Lord. I don't want the whole earth. The church's interpretation of the second beatitude. Blessed are the meek, one translation. Blessed are the gentle. For they shall what? They shall possess. They shall possess what? Human beings, they shall be possessed of everyone in their lives. He will have only as much influence.
Second beatitude is blessed are those who mourn.
Well, thank you. However, my notes tell me to speak about deacons. Thank you, sister. Thank you. I think I should say this, having lived with women for 15 years. Thank you.